This call may be monitored or recorded for quality. For the most up-to-date information on COVID-19 vaccine coverage, please visit myuhcmedicare.com. Para continuar en español, oprima 3.
Are you calling to enroll in a new Medicare plan with UnitedHealthcare or to explore plan options?
No. No.
I found your account using your phone number. For a verification, what's your date of birth?
April 25th, 1953.
Thanks, Philip. Just a moment while I get your account details. I see you recently called. Are you calling for the same reason?
No.
In a few words, tell me why you're calling today.
Question about coverage.
Okay, let me get someone to help you with benefits and eligibility. Please hold while your call is transferred. Would you be willing to take a brief survey at the end of this call?
No.
Okay, I'm transferring you to a representative. Thank you for calling. Your call is important to us. Thank you for calling. Your call is important to us. Thank you for calling. Your call is important to us.
Thank you very much for calling UnitedHealthcare. My name is Chris. May I have your first and last name, please?
Hello, Chris. My first name is Phil. My last name is Rice.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rice. How is your day going so far?
My day is going good so far.
I would do my best to help you right now. What can I do for you, sir?
I'm calling about my vision benefits.
Okay, not a problem. Let me check this for you immediately. So you want to check out about your vision benefits. Okay, let's do it. By any chance, Mr. Ryan, do you have your member ID?
I can get it for you in just a second.
Thank you very much.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go fast, and if I need to, I'll repeat it for you, okay? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready, Mr. Rice.
9577-68286-00.
Thank you very much. May I also have your date of birth?
4/25/53.
Thank you so much. Give me one moment, please. Okay. Are you looking if you have any benefits about eyeglasses for glasses, for eyewear?
I have some specific questions for you. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
And looking at my EOC, evidence of coverage, I believe it's called.
Okay.
It looks like there, I printed it out, there are four pages that that deal specifically with vision. And my pages are numbered 4-70, 71, 72, and 73 being the last page. And at the very end, I don't know if you're going to be able to look at the same thing that I'm looking at or not. When it ends, the next thing, there's a, it looks like a little apple, and it says, welcome to Medicare preventative visit. That's the beginning of the next section. Are you able to see that? Can you look at the same thing I'm looking at?
Before we continue, let me locate your evidence of coverage right here so we can be on the same page, okay? So I can see whatever thing you're seeing right now. Just a moment, okay?
All right.
Okay, it's loading. Just a second. Okay, we have your evidence of coverage right here. Let me locate the pages. Do you see something of a vision care? Is that what you're seeing right now?
Yeah, I want you to try to find page 4-70.
Okay, I got it right here.
All right, so I'm 4-70. And again, I printed it. You're not going to print here, but on page 4-70, in the middle of the page, it looks like a little apple, and it says vision care. Covered services include. Do you see that?
Yes. Outpatient physician services provided by an ophthalmologist or optometrist. That's
all right, so,
they are, right?
That's the beginning of what I'm going to call the vision section. That's where it starts. Now, if you proceed then to page
4-73. 4-73, one moment. What it says, welcome to Medicare preventive visit, the little apple.
Right, again, and then if you look above that, there's a paragraph that says you can view the vendor information.
Okay, above that, let's see. On the next page or on the same page?
All right, so let's go back now. You're on page 4-73, correct?
Yes, I am on the page 4-73, and I see the little apple where it says welcome to Medicare preventive visit.
All right, so follow carefully what I say now. Look up, go up, and directly above where it says welcome to Medicare preventative visit, directly above that,
you can view the vendor.
You can view the vendor information sheet. Do you see that?
At www.myaarpmaker.com.
All right.
Or call customer
service. So we're in the right place now. You're with me. That paragraph that you're looking at there represents the very end of the vision section. Welcome to Medicare preventative visit is the beginning of the next section. You with me?
Okay. One moment.
Do you understand what I'm saying? You're saying one moment. All I want to do is just so that you identify, we've identified the beginning of the vision and the end of the vision section. You with me?
Yes, the beginning of the vision section is where it says vision care, and it ends until Until where it says the next section, welcome to Medicare.
Welcome to
so
Medicare.
So all pages four dash four dash seventy, four dash seventy-one, four dash seventy-two, all of them are for the vision care or the vision benefits.
Right. So, do you know what the word beginning means and the word end means? Yes, you're familiar with that?
I'm sorry?
You're sorry. You didn't hear what I said. Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry. Could you please repeat the last part, Mr. Ryan?
Yes, you're saying you didn't hear what I said. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, the last part. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay. So you're listening now, right? You're paying attention to what I'm saying? Listen carefully. Yes?
Yes, Mr. Rice. Go ahead.
Okay. Do you understand what the word beginning and the word end. Do you know what that means? Do you know what the word beginning means and end? You understand the concept, beginning and end. Do you know what that means? Yes or no?
Yes, Mr. Ryan.
Okay. So we've identified the beginning and the end of the vision care section. Do you understand? Yes?
The beginning and the end of the vision care section. Yes, Mr. Rice.
Okay. So let's go to the end of the vision care section, which is on page 4-73. It's the paragraph that begins with the words, you can view the vendor information. You with me?
Yes, I see that.
Okay, that's the paragraph that I want to ask you about. Let's read that together. Looks like it's really just one sentence. It says you can view the vendor information sheet at www.myaarpmedicare.com or call customer service. That would be you to have a paper copy sent to you. Okay, so I don't necessarily need a paper copy sent to me, not necessarily. I went to myaarpmedicare.com to try to find it, and I have no idea what they're talking about there. I don't see it anywhere. Do you have any idea what that is? If I ask you to send a paper copy to me, how would you go about doing that? Can you find one? What the heck are they talking about? What is that? Do you know?
Okay, so you said that you are having a hard time getting the vendor information on the website?
All right, let me ask my question.
You are not able to log it?
Let me ask my question again. Listen to me now. It says, view the vendor information sheet. I'm asking you, do you know what the vendor information sheet is? Do you know what that is? If I ask you, what is that, do you know?
Is an information of the vendors that are covered under your plan for your vision benefits. The different type of providers that are covered under your plan.
So it's going to be a list of the providers that are covered under my plan.
Yes. Yes.
That's what you're saying?
That is correct, sir.
All right. So are you able to find one right now that you can look at right now?
I can take a look right here for you. Give me one moment, please. Okay. One second. Okay. We have Dr. Ralph Schott.
All right, so apparently you found it, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so let me ask, I just want to get an idea of what you're looking at. Just roughly, I don't necessarily want you to count, but how many names are you looking at? Is it like 3 or 4 or 300 or 25? Or just give me a rough idea. How many are there?
For ophthalmologists, I got around 128 providers in network.
Okay, so there's quite a few. Yes? 125?
That's right.
And then that's, what'd you say, ophthalmologists for that?
Ophthalmologists, yes.
Yeah, and then there's, how many other categories are there? What are the other categories?
Well, what I'm doing is going to the website.
Is that the only category, or are there other categories?
Let me see. Just one moment, please. Just one second. We have also optometrists. It is also for vision. And for this type of category, we have 283 providers in network.
So you got ophthalmologist, optometrist. What else? What are the other categories? Are there any other categories?
Let me see if we have any other categories. Give me a second.
All right.
Just a moment. Okay. According to what we have, those are the only two that we have.
All right. So I am logged on to what is it? The website, myaarpmedicare.com. And so can you instruct me how to do whatever it is that you did to get that same list that I can look at? Is there some way I can do that fairly quickly and easily? Okay, so go ahead. I'm interested in having you show me how you did that, please.
Absolutely, sir. When you go to the website, I need that you scroll down what it says, find a provider.
All right, hold on a second.
It's in blue letters.
Individual health, bear with me. Find a provider. Okay, got that. Click on that.
Okay, great. When you click right there on the website, it's going to take you to enter your zip code. So I need that you enter your zip code right there.
Yep. Wait a minute. It's not asking me to. You want provider search? Is that what I do?
Yes, provider search.
All right. Hold on. Let's take it. The computer is taking a minute here. Now it's asking people, places, services and treatments, care by condition. Which of those?
Okay, so you're on your account already. On the search bar, could you please put ophthalmologist or optometry?
I have to type that in?
Yes, there should be like a search bar where you can put the name of the doctor, but instead of putting the name of the doctor, we will put in the category that we are looking for. So
category.
Put ophthalmologist.
Right, so So I want you to stop for a minute and listen to me, because what I'm looking at is different, apparently, than the way you went at it, because I've got now to make a choice. I've got the computer is asking me, do I want to look for people, places, services, and treatments, or care by condition? And I think what I want to do here is people, because that then says doctors, medical groups, and other professions by specialty. So let me do that. I think I'm going to catch up to you here.
Click on people.
And now the next thing is primary care, specialty care, medical groups, virtual visits. So would it be specialty care, dermatologist, cardiologist, oncologist, more?
Specialty?
Specialty, okay, we'll try that. And now I've got, it's asking me, it's giving me letters. So what do we got? We said optometrist. So the letter O.
Yeah, the
right?
letter O.
And mm-hmm. now occupational oncologist. Ophthalmologist is medical doctor, treat this of the eye. Okay, so. All right, we'll put that in. Click on that. And now, in-network, found near 80014. See, it already knows my zip code. Okay. So it's given me all these names. It's got page 1 of 13 and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10. 10 per page. So I've got, it looks like something like 130. And you said how many did you have? Do you remember? Well, I don't want to get hung up
what
on the details.
What was the severity that you put?
I just want to just make sure that we've got roughly, I think that, ophthalmologist is what I've got. And the first mm-hmm. one on, can you do yours again, ophthalmologist? Can you see what you got? See if we wound up with the same?
Sure.
It may be that
I am going back. Maybe. One moment, please.
All right. Go ahead.
Ophthalmologist. I see 128 in network providers found near 80014.
Yeah. All right. So it looks like we probably got about the same list. And it does it sort by maybe. From the closest to the farthest away, or is it alphabetical? I can't tell. Not alphabetical, it doesn't look like. All right, so this is just a list of all the ophthalmologists, and you're saying that this is what we call the vendor sheet. Yes? That's what you're saying?
That is correct. Yes.
Can view vendor information sheet or call customer service as a paper copy. Okay, and I could just apparently do the same thing for, go back, bear with me one second here. Fine, that's ophthalmologist, retinal detachment, macular degeneration. Also do surgeries like LASIK. Yeah, okay, all right. Then optometrist, I don't see optometrist on this list. How do you spell optometrist? O-P-T, optom, O-P-T, right?
Optometrist?
Yes.
O-P-T-O... M-E-P-R-I-S-T.
Right, and I don't see it on this list. I've got ophthalmologist, yes. Optometrist, no. I don't think it's on the list.
Okay, one second. Do you see under what it says, 128 in-network providers, found near 80014, there is like a search bar. where you can, where you can write.
Okay, hold on. So now I'm back to where it says.
No, right there where you see the ophthalmologist options.
All right, so I'm looking for ophthalmologist. Where I can write. Okay, so what do you want me to do now?
Under what it says 128 in-network providers, under that there is like a search bar where you can enter the category or the name of the doctor.
I have something that says filter, and I can type something in. Optometry, do you want me to type in optometry there? It doesn't seem to want to let me, it doesn't seem to specialty type, all specialty. Retina surgery, mail, blah, blah, blah. I don't see where it's going to let me offer me up a choice for optometry. Profile. New search. Maybe if I do new search, maybe. Let's try again. Medical director.
Okay, let me go back. I lost it.
Okay, search. Let me just try this. Optometry, OPT.
Type OPTOMETRY.
Bear with me, I'm looking here. Hold on a second. I'm optometry, I think I see it here. Specialties, optometry. Let's see what I get here. Okay, here we go. I got something. So, I think maybe this is it. And it doesn't really tell me how many, or I don't think it does, but hold on a second. Let's see. One of 29, so 290. And can you look at your list again? Looks like I got quite a few here. Like 290, roughly, within 20 miles.
For some reason, I see 283.
Yeah, all right. So you're right. Yeah,
network.
Yeah, so that's right. Okay, so I think I've been able to get the same thing you did. I don't think mine works exactly the same way yours does. So it's a little bit... awkward for me to get this. So that answers my question, I guess, as to what they meant when they said vendor information sheet. Now, here's my next question, and this is really the important question, and that is, I want the list of places where I can go buy glasses. Can we use the same, is there a way to get this to tell me where a list of stores where I can go buy glasses and they'll take my insurance to buy glasses? I'm finding that some places will take my insurance and some won't. And it's hit and miss so far. I just have to go to the store and ask them, and they'll tell me yes they do or no they don't.
That is correct, Mr. Rice. You can use the same list that you see on the website for you to get your eyeglasses.
No. There's no list. I want to see the list. show me how I can find the list that tells me which stores will take my insurance.
Not a problem. Let me get that for you right now. Sure. Don't worry. Let me get that. So you want to get a list where you can get your eyeglasses. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. No problem. Could you please allow me 2 or 3 minutes while I am getting that for you?
You bet. Take your time. No hurry.
Thank you very much. I'll be back. Thank you very much for holding.
Okay, no problem.
I got a list of doctors where you can get your eyeglasses, but I can also give you the information where you can find on the website. That is another website, Mr. Rice. You will need to go to www.myuhcvision.com.
All right, so I want you to hold on for a minute, but let's go back. Give me the name of the website again, please. www.what?
Sure. myuhcvision.com.
uhcvision.com. And that's where I'm going to find where I'm going to get my glasses.
Yes.
And where in the world in the instructions does it tell me that? It probably doesn't tell me that anywhere, I'll bet. And why am I angry about that?
If you go to the website, you just need to enter your zip code and search. And after that, it's going to give you like...
You're going too fast for me. Let me get to the website. My UHC vision.com landing page. Increased access to comprehensive eye exams and glasses. All right, so it wants my username and password.
Don't pay attention to that. Don't pay attention to that. I need that you go to the other part of the screen, what it says, provider quick search.
Yeah,
and it's asking you for your zip code.
Zip code, right. 80014. I know that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then
click search.
I need that you click on search. Yes.
Okay. Why didn't I think of that? Search criteria. Okay. And then looks like it's filtering pretty good here, just within a few miles. And it's sorting by distance. And these are all places that sell glasses. These are optometrists, right? Is that it? So these are both optometrists and people that sell glasses, or just optometrists? And maybe they sell glasses and maybe they don't, it looks like. I'll bet.
If you click on
right?
View...
Click on view. View what? View your ID card. View what? Where
do
you
see the name of
view?
The?
I see view. All right. So when I pick a clinic and I click on view, it's gonna what? Then say the name, license, mail, location, blah blah blah. Where? It's gonna tell me somewhere.
Scroll down. What it's.
Yeah.
Scroll down, and on the middle it says location, and it's the last one that it says service notes, that it says full service provider. That means that they do the eye exam and also the eyeglasses.
All right. And if it doesn't say, if it says provider search details, so back there with me. All right. So in order to find where I'm going to buy my glasses, I'm going to have to go through here and click on view one at a time. Is that what you're telling me? There's no way to just get a list of everybody that sells glasses. So that's...
No, I need to click on view, and you will see if there are full services or not. If they show that if they are full services, yes, they do the eye exams and also the eyeglasses.
All right. So, okay, I know how this works now. So now let me tell you my sad story. I am new to United Healthcare. I started January 1st. My primary care provider sent me to an eye doctor without even really telling me why. And I didn't ask why. And when I showed up, I had not yet read my evidence of coverage or really anything else. I just showed up thinking that my primary care provider and my eye doctor would take care of the insurance, and all I needed to do was show up and let the people that knew what they were doing take care of things. And it did not go well. I was treated badly at the eye doctor. I would use the word abuse. I put up with abuse at the eye doctor. And then I took the prescription that I got at the eye doctor to a eyeglasses store here that I had used before, and got a pair of eyeglasses. I took them home and used them for 24 hours and figured out that they were not working right. We took them back the next day and spoke to the manager at the store, and the manager and I came to the conclusion that they had botched it. They had not done their job properly, and so she took them back from me and said, we're going to need to send these back and to the place where they grind the lenses and have them redo them because they didn't do them right. And you're going to need to come back in 2 weeks when we get them done the second time. And of course, there's no extra charge. We're not going to charge you for this. Just come back in 2 weeks and we'll get them done again. So, okay. So I came back 2 weeks later and, okay, second try, here's your new glasses. And to be clear, I got just about the most expensive pair of glasses that they sell. Every time they asked me a question, do you want, you know, option A or B, whichever was the best, the most expensive kind, I said, I want the most expensive, the best. So it wasn't like I was trying to save money. I was trying to get everything, the top of the line, everything in these pair of glasses. The retail price, they said, was like $1,000. So the price that I paid was $470 for these glasses. And so on the second try, I took them home, and they were better. But they're still not right. I've come to the conclusion that I'm not going to be able to use these glasses. Now, they say I've got 30 days that I can take them back, and no questions asked, I can get my money back. Now, I told the woman, and this is when I was picking them up, I hadn't even really taken them home yet and tried them yet, but I told the woman, I said, it's at least 50% chance I'm not going to accept these glasses. I'm going to give them back to you and ask for my money back. And she says, what? Well, what's the matter? What's the problem? And I says, wait a minute, we just agreed, no questions asked, and here you are, first thing you're doing is you're asking me questions. And she just looked at me with kind of a dumb look on her face, and then she stopped asking questions. And I told her to start thinking about an amount of money that she was going to be willing to discount the price to make me reconsider that, and so she did. She says, well, wait a minute, before you go home, let me see what I can do. She came back a few minutes later, and she offered to cut the price in half that I would pay. And I thought, well, that's a very generous offer. So it went from $470 to $200 and something dollars, $235 or whatever it was, dollars. So it is. It's an attractive price. But when I got them home and tried them overnight, they don't work. I can't read the numbers on my computer screen. I'm just guessing. I literally cannot read the print on my computer screen. I wound up going back to my old glasses. That's what I'm wearing now. So I've come to the conclusion I'm going to have to give these glasses back to the place and say I want my money back. I thought, I might be able to use them, for example, when I'm playing golf. They might have some value for driving in a car and seeing things where I don't need to look at fine print and small things close up. I might be able to follow the flight of a golf ball from far away. It might be good for that, but they're not going to be my glasses. So I'm back to square one. I've got now 28 days, I think it is, or 27, to take them back and get my money back. And I don't even know for sure whether the problem is with the eye exam or the glasses or some combination of both. And I feel like I don't even know what to do about it. I need help. And I don't understand what the problem is or what to do about it. So
I'm really sorry. And I'm so sorry, Mr. Geiser, the eyeglasses that you got, they are not working for you. I definitely understand that it is extremely important for you to return them and get the money back or the full amount that you paid if you are not using them.
Yeah. All right. So I can do that. And I can go down this list and maybe call and find a store that's going to take the insurance and go and get fitted for a new pair. I think I'll be able to do that part okay. You tell me, look at the way these benefits work. I think what it says is that I'm entitled to get one pair a year, and I think the way my insurance stands right now is that I've got my pair for the year. Do you agree? Is that the way things stand right now with my insurance?
You get access to one pair of eyeglasses every 2 years with a $0 copayment.
Okay. So am I correct in thinking that if I take this pair back and get my money back, that will then cancel that out, and then I can then get my one pair every 2 years that I can get that then at a different store, and I'll be okay with that. That I don't. Yes, it's not like.
That is correct, Mr. Rice. As soon as you return the eyeglasses and you get the money back, you will be able to get your one pair of eyeglasses every 2 years with a $0 copayment in network provider.
All right. But what if I buy the pair of glasses first and then return the pair that I currently have second? Is that going to cause a problem?
I'm sorry, could you repeat it for me?
Yes, I know. This is very complicated here. Think carefully. I think what I may want to do is hold on to the pair of glasses that I have for the next 27 days and buy the pair of glasses now, while I've still got the pair that I'm going to return, because there may be some value in holding on to this pair so that I can say, this is the pair that I got that's not working. I want to buy a pair from you. And do you have a 30-day policy where I can get my money back? And I want to be able to compare the two and say, can you do better than this? And then, in other words, I've bought a second pair and then say, okay, I like the second pair. I bought the second pair. Now I'm going to go back and return the first pair and get my money back. And now I want my insurance to cover the second pair that I bought.
So what you want to do is keep the ones that you actually have right now, order the new one with United Healthcare, make a comparison to see which one is better, and you want to know if we have a 30 days return policy.
Well, I'm just saying that when it's all done, I'm only going to wind up with one pair, but there's going to be a period of time. In other words, at the time that I buy the second pair, United Healthcare is going to think, well, you can't use your insurance to buy the second pair because you've already used up your one pair that you get. And so I don't necessarily care if they say you can't use your insurance to buy the second pair right now. As long as they're willing to accept that a month from now, they're going to have to settle up with me and say, okay, I returned that first pair. Now you're going to have to cover the second pair. I can see already that you're not going to be able to comprehend all this, and even if you do, you're not going to be able to say whether it's going to be okay or not because you're not in a position to say, right? You don't know. This is some accounting department, and you don't know. Isn't that right? I mean, I'm not trying to insult you. I'm just saying you just don't know. Isn't that right?
That is correct, Mr. Rice. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right.
We just have only the general benefits.
Yeah. So all right. I think what that means is that you've probably done about as much good for me as you're going to be able to do. I had a list. Let me look at my list. I have received not one but two letters from United Healthcare that said, we, and when I say we, I mean United Healthcare, are unable to send you an email. And then they listed an email address, and they said, please check and see if we have the right email address for you. And if we don't, log on to your United Healthcare account and fix your email address because it's important that we have your correct email address. And so I looked at it, and they had the correct email address. And so I thought, well, if they have the correct email address and they can't send me an email, then that sounds like a problem to me that they need to fix. I did log on to my United Healthcare account and tried to figure out what the problem might be. I couldn't see what I might do to fix the problem. Do you think you might try to be able to send me an email right now to see if we could test to see if United Healthcare can send me an email? Can you try to send me an email right now?
Let me check. Could you please confirm for me the email address that you have?
You know, I called over the weekend, and I was on the phone with somebody else. This was somebody that was in the United States who spoke English as their first language. And I was in a hurry because I was it's a long story, but, you know, I told the guy, look, I'm in a hurry. I'm going to have to hang up in a minute. So we don't have time for chit-chat here. Can you just send me an email? And that's exactly the same thing he did. He said, can you confirm your email address? And I got so mad. I said, what the heck are you doing? And I'm going to ask you the same question. Don't ask me. You tell me, what email address do you have? And I'm going to tell you that you're going to tell me the right email. Tell me the email address that you have. It's exactly the right one, I promise you. You don't need to ask me. Tell me.
PHIL, that's right, RICE, at M as in Knight, K as in Kilo, G as in George, A, P as in Peter, P as in Peter, R A I, S as in Sam, AL.com.
You're exactly right. And so there's no point, no need for you to ask me. Send me an email. Do I sound rude? I don't mean to be rude. I'm just saying it's unnecessary. It's an unnecessary.
No, not a problem,
Tim.
Don't worry, okay? This was just for verification, but that's fine. I am trying to send you an email right now. Just give me a moment, please.
Verification, yeah, that's what the letter was, too, I guess. You can just put the word test in the subject line if you want. It doesn't need to be anything fancy.
One moment. Just a second. Could you please allow me just 2 or 3 minutes while I am working on this for you?
If you're asking me, will I hold? The answer is yes, I will hold.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rassel. Thank you. very much for holding, Mr. Reinsch. I already sent an email to you, so you should be receiving like in a couple of minutes.
All right, so I'm kind of speechless here. Plans are shared privacy policy accessibility. I asked you to send me something that said test. Apparently you didn't want to do that. Is there some problem with that? Will you send me something that just says the word test? Will you do that?
I'm sorry.
Is there a problem with, do you have a hard time paying attention to what I'm saying? You keep saying, I'm sorry. Are you listening to me now? Listen to me. I'm saying, will you send me an email that just says the word test on it? Did you hear me now? Did you get that?
You want me, Mr. Rice, I do apologize for the bad connection. You were breaking up and I couldn't hear you. You are saying
that
right now that you'd like me to send you an email with a word test. Unfortunately, I'm not able to do that. We just have like some specific formats that we are able to send you. I tried to send you like an email with the name of the dentist in network. And I tried to send you like an email with a electronic funds transaction forms. Do you receive them?
Okay. So this time you did hear what I said, so that's a step in the right direction. And now you're responding to what I said, which is a step in the right direction. And you're saying you were unable to do what I said. And so I'm grateful for that, and I'm, I guess, a little bit disappointed that you're unable to send a simple email with the word test on it. That's discouraging to me, but okay. If you can't, you can't. So we just have to let it go at that. Let's move on to the next item. With regard to my visit to the eye doctor, one of the things that they did at the eye doctor was, I believe the terminology that they use is the word refraction. And I'm not very good with the lingo, but I believe that the word refraction is what they use to mean the prescription that they write down on a piece of paper that I then take to the eyeglasses store. It's the prescription that's then that the eyeglasses store uses when they make up my eyeglasses. Are you with me?
So this is for the eyeglasses. And they write something about refraction, you said?
Okay. I'm going to say it again. I know it's hard, and I don't understand it all that well either. It's all new to me. I'm not very good with the vocabulary here. When I went to the eye doctor, they actually did a several different things, and they didn't explain to me what they were doing. And so I don't really, it's hard for me to tell you because I don't understand it myself. But one of the things that they did, I believe that the word is refraction. That's what they call it. And I believe what that means is it's called the prescription. It's written down on a piece of paper. I take it with me when I go to the eyeglasses store. I hand it to the lady at the eyeglasses store, and that's what they use when they make up my eyeglasses. It's the prescription. It's called refraction. Now, if you look at my... If you look at my benefits, remember when we were looking at benefits, it was that four pages? Let's go back and look at it together. I think we can find it on there.
Okay, I am going back to your evidence of coverage.
Yeah, let's get back there. 70. Okay, I don't see the word refraction on here anywhere. On page 4-72, it's the third page, the very top in bold, it says additional routine eye exam. Benefit is combined in and out of the network, limited to one routine eye exam every year. Limited to one routine eye exam every year. And so I think the key word there is routine eye exam. Additional routine eye wear. Standard lenses, and they talk about lenses, but it's the eye exam part is the part that I want to talk to you about. Routine eye exam with a zero copay. So I guess that's the part that I want to talk to you about is the routine eye exam. So I want to say that was something that happened when I visited the eye doctor. It was included. I think they did more than that, but that was one of the things that they did, routine eye exam. And I want to tell you, that I have no confidence in what they did. And I think that I may want to ask to get that redone because I have no confidence that they did it properly. And I think normally the way that would happen is I would go back and say, I'm not happy. And they would say, okay, let's go back and do it again. And I would sit back down in the chair and they would go back over that and we'd redo it. And they would either say, well, we get the same results, I think it's fine, or not. Are you following me?
So you're saying that if for some reason you need to take another eye routine exam, if you need to pay for that, because you already received one?
You're trying to get ahead of me now. Listen to what I'm saying. Normally, the way things would happen here is, under just normal circumstances, I would get the eyeglasses and I would say, well, you know, things aren't working out right here. There's a question about the eye exam part, that routine eye exam. I would go back to the eye doctor and I would say, I'm questioning the eye exam, that routine eye exam. I kind of have some doubts about whether or not that was done properly. As it turns out, the pair of eyeglasses I got before this one, which was, I don't know, 5 years ago, I had kind of an issue with those glasses. And I kind of went through that where I went back and they said, well, let's redo that then. And so that's what happened. We kind of went back and did it again. And I suspect under normal circumstances, that's the way it would happen. You go back and they'd say, well, you know, we'll redo it for you. Let's double check. See if maybe we'll get a different result or, you know, whatever. That's, I think, kind of standard procedure in situations like this, that the doctor would kind of stand behind their work. You might call it a second opinion. You understand what? Go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
I don't want to mislead you or to provide any wrong information, but according to what you see on your evidence of coverage, you are allowed to get one routine eye exam every year with a $0 copayment. If you get more than one, the second one, it's not going to be covered by the plan. So you are going to be getting a bill or a copay for that.
What I'm asking you is, what options do I have if I'm unhappy with the result and I want to get a second one done because I'm unhappy with the first one?
Okay. So you want to know what options do you have if you need to get a second eye exam because you are not happy with the first result. Okay. So let me go ahead and try to get in touch with the vision department so maybe they can give us more information or to see if we have more options for it. Just allow me just 1 or 2 minutes and I'll be right back, okay?
All right. So before you do that, let me ask the question and tell you that I want to talk to the vision department. I don't want you to talk to the vision department. Yeah. I want to talk to them.
You want to talk to the vision? Okay. Not a problem, Mr. Rice. Please stay on the line. Thank you.
Thank you for your patience.
Hello.
Thank you so much for patiently holding, Mr. Rice. My name is Jennifer, and it'd be my pleasure to assist you. And how can I help you today regarding the vision plan?
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Oh, just wonderful. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I've been on the phone for a long time here. I'm hoping this is going to be the kind of the end of the process. I'm guessing that you've probably heard the story by now. Have you got my file up?
Well, the only thing that the other representative said is that you just had a question regarding your vision benefits.
Okay, all right. So let me give you the summary, and then I'll fill you in with as much detail as you feel like you need. I live in Denver. I'm new to United Healthcare. My primary care doctor sent me to the eye doctor, and didn't really tell me why. And I went to the eye doctor and had what I'm going to call a bad experience there. I was treated badly. I'm going to use the word abuse. It started right when I walked in the door. And they completely butchered the handling of the insurance. Then I wound up having to, file the paperwork to get the money refunded to me that they charged me. I know that they got that part all wrong. And I have no confidence in the medical part that they did. And part of the reason I say that is, you know, I went from there, I took the prescription that they gave me to the eyeglasses place and got a pair of eyeglasses. And unfortunately, I think the eyeglasses place did a pretty bad job with their part too. This has just been a disaster from every step of the way. At the eyeglasses place, they said, okay, come back in 2 weeks and we'll give you your pair of eyeglasses. I got pretty much the most expensive, the top of the line glasses that they sell. The retail price was over $1,000. The price that I paid after the insurance coverage was $470, I think. So 2 weeks later, I came back, tried them on. They sent me home. And I came back the next day after trying to use them and found that when I was sitting in front of my computer, I literally could not read the words and the numbers on my computer screen. I mean, it was just terrible. And so I came back the next day and told them that. And, I had asked to speak to the manager, and the manager and I talked about it for a few minutes. And She was able to figure out that they had screwed up pretty badly on what they had done. And she says, yeah, we need to send these back to the factory and do it again. So they did. They said, come back in 2 weeks and we'll redo them for you. So I did. And 2 weeks later, came back and got my, second try. And on the second try, they had improved it quite a bit. Went home, tried them again, and it was better. But I was able to conclude after a couple hours that it's really the same end result. I'm not going to be able to use these glasses. They're just, I'm just guessing at what the words and the numbers are. It's just unacceptable. I wound up putting on my old pair to be able to say what the word is. I'm kind of back to square one. And the good news is that the eyeglasses store has a policy where they've got a 30-day money-back guarantee, and so it was not 100% clear. It's just really hard.
So did you return the glasses back to VisionWorks?
I haven't done that yet. You're saying VisionWorks.
Okay.
It sounds like you've looked at my file and you've figured out.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you're able to see what's going on.
Well, yes.
Right? Yes?
Well,
okay,
I mean, I see that we have a claim from VisionWorks for February the 6th. That's the only thing I see in our system.
Okay. So, as things stand right now, I've got the glasses. I've talked with the woman at the